USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia convinced him they are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After meeting with them yesterday, Pompeo said they did strongly deny knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he blames the very top of the Saudi kingdom.
There are plenty of people in Saudi Arabia that we could have a good relationship with, but if the crown prince stays in power, it will be almost impossible to reconstruct this relationship at a time both of us need it.
The Republican Senator Graham speaking on Fox News at night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump will honor a Vietnam War veteran with the Medal of Honor today. Retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley is being recognized for fighting off enemy attacks while leading some wounded Marines to safety in 1968. He did so after he had suffered shrapnel injuries. The Medal of Honor is the nation's top military award. Historic rain this week raises rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Senate debate in the South gets heated. With details, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Republican Martha McSally accused Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of saying it was okay to commit treason in the Arizona Senate debate that took place Monday night. McSally or Sinema will replace Jeff Flake, who decided not to run in 2018. Towards the end of the debate, things did get heated.
CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight
all
against
right.
us. We said you had no problem.
We're running out of time, but we have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask right now whether
please.
You're going to apologize to the veterans and me for saying it's okay
please.
To commit treason.
We are running out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now.
It's
where
treason.
She's engaging in ridiculous attacks and smearing my campaign. And she's just trying to cut and not share the full picture. But the truth is that I've always fought for Arizona, and I have been proud to serve our state in elected office for over 13 years. Arizonans know me, and they know my record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's more volatility in the stock market, this time pushing stocks higher. The Dow closed up nearly 550 points. Market analyst Michael Farr.
This is a normal churning up and down. We'll see where it ends up, but that we had a strong day today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.